Disc 14.
It was nearly dead, so it was kind of whispering, and then the old man leaned down and put his ear to the fish's lips. "Fish don't have lips," I said. "All right, to the fish's, whatever you call those things," Pumpkin went on, "to the edges of its mouth," and the fish said, "Tell them to go ahead and clean me. I have nothing to live for any longer. The fish over there who died a moment ago was my wife."
"So fish get married," said Mameha. "They have husbands and wives."
"That was before the war," I said. "Since the war, they can't afford to marry. They just swim around looking for work."
"This happened way before the war," said Pumpkin. "Way, way before the war. Even before my mother was born."
"Then how do you know it's true?" said Nobu. "The fish certainly didn't tell it to you."
"The fish died then and there. How could it tell me if I wasn't born yet? Besides, I don't speak Russian."
"All right, Pumpkin," I said. "So you believe the chairman's fish is a talking fish too?"
"I didn't say that, but it looks exactly like the talking fish did. I wouldn't eat it if I was starving to death."
"If you hadn't been born yet," said the chairman, "and even your mother hadn't been born, how do you know what the fish looked like?"
"You know what the prime minister looks like, don't you?" she said. "But have you ever met him? Actually, you probably have. Let me pick a better example. You know what the emperor looks like, but you've never had the honor of meeting him."
"The chairman has had the honor, Pumpkin," Nobu said.
"You know what I mean. Everybody knows what the emperor looks like. That's what I'm trying to say."
"There are pictures of the emperor," said Nobu. "You can't have seen a picture of the fish."
"The fish is famous where I grew up. My mother told me all about it, and I'm telling you, it looks like that thing right there on the table."
"Thank heavens for people like you, Pumpkin," said the chairman. "You make the rest of us seem positively dull."
"Well, that's my story. I'm not telling another one. If the rest of you want to play big liar, somebody else can start."
"I'll start," said Mameha. "Here's my first story. When I was about 6 years old, I went out one morning to draw water from the well in our okia, and I heard the sound of a man clearing his throat and coughing. It was coming from inside the well. I woke up the mistress, and she came out to listen to it. When we held a lantern over the well, we couldn't find anyone there at all, but we continued to hear him until after the sun had come up. Then the sound stopped, and we never heard them again."
"The other story is the true one," said Nobu, "and I haven't even heard it.